Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go across the airwaves. It's that time again. It's Brock Bucks and the Berg podcast. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing it live from Los Angeles. Tarek out there in Pittsburgh, the second of four with the Brewers, 347-205-9631. You can catch this archive version. It goes by quick on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So it's more of him, less of me, as they lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, Tarek, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And third of all, the last two games, you guys have been kicking some field goals and scoring some touchdowns.
Good morning and happy Friday, everyone, man. I mean, you're right. You know, we've been doing, you know, well. Our young guys have been playing some unbelievable baseball. And it's really good to see. But before that, just let everyone know how they can find me on social media on Facebook, TarikBrock, first and last name, and on Instagram and Twitter, TarikSR. And, man, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, and I always look at things and I say, well, we keep completing our bucket list. We saw earlier this year that the Dodgers had a noose around their neck, and we ended up snapping that streak and finally sweeping them in Los Angeles and putting that behind us. The Brewers were sitting 6-0 against us till they rolled into Pittsburgh yesterday, and we put an end to that. And the one thing that stood out is, you know, these guys have borrowed something from the 79 team pretty much. They are a lumber company of late. The last two games, four home runs in each game pretty much. I mean, this is five home runs yesterday. I mean, this is unbelievable. Second consecutive win that came in a wild extravaganza of a game.
Yeah, I mean, it's been really fun to, you know, be a part of just watching our guys just go out and do everything that they can to, one, get better, you know, to help the team get better. And, man, you know, we had at the beginning of the road trip some walk-offs in Tampa. We get to Washington and, it, you know, another walk-off there. And then to go ahead and turn around and be able to, one, you know, win the last game of the series in an up-and-down battle. And the funny thing that's been going around the clubhouse is coaches are saying, man, it felt like we played that game because it was so emotional back and forth. And then they come in last night and pretty much have the same thing, a divisional game, like I've been saying all year long. You know, those are heavyweight matchups. You know, you got teams going back and forth. We jump out, Milwaukee comes back. You know, we charge ahead and then stay ahead, you know, on the back of Michael Perez's three home runs. And like you said, man, we owe Milwaukee. I mean, we had some games with them at the beginning of the year where we just didn't play well. We have a different cast of characters on the team now, so they're getting to see us, you know, differently. So this is a good opportunity for us to do everything we can to move towards or inch closer to catching, you know, the second place team in the division, whether it's, you know, Milwaukee or St. Louis. So we're going to seize this opportunity and keep playing.
Well, and not only that, when you see what you've done, you for the month of June, no place in Major League Baseball history has seen a team have three different guys hit three home runs in a game for the month, pretty much. And you guys have done it. We've seen it pretty much in back to back with Reynolds and Perez and stuff. But man, oh man, and unbelievable to see these guys just take it. And Perez now, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, it's when you see this, the bats are still really heat up there in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I mean, and as you know, Brian Reynolds has been one of our most consistent hitters the last couple years. And we were just waiting around for him to, like, really break out. And you might say, well, what does that look like? It just looks like him just hitting the ball all across the yard or all around the yard from both sides of the plate, left and right-handed. And as you can see in that Tampa series, he swung the bat well. And he just continued on. And he's been really hot, you know, last month, which was June, just ended. He's been hot, and we just expect him once he gets hot to carry that on, because that's just what he's done last year. And, you know, just be able to carry the team until guys like Key Brian Hayes, you know, gets back up. You know, Jack Sawinski has been doing everything he can as well, and three home runs as well this month. And then Michael Perez just has an unbelievable game where he puts three good swings. But in that, to get to that point, he laid off some good pitches. He fouled off some good pitches. But when he was able to connect, man, it was really something special. And the coolest thing is that I've had the best seat in the house of watching it, you know, the last 2 days with Reynolds, three home runs in the nation's capital. And then also Michael Perez last night doing it here in PNC Park.
Well, not only that, Reynolds, it just seems like, you know, he's more or less, he has a better approach at the plate, strike zone discipline, and having that monster game in D.C., three home runs, driving in six. I mean, he's always had a hot bat in the month of June, but it started around into form, and he's showing everybody why he was an all-star last year.
Yeah, I mean, and not just that, you know, because I'm his positional coach as well, so I pay close attention to him. And not just that, he's doing it on the defensive end as well. You know, just making some really good catches, coming in, making a diving catch, ran down some balls in D.C. and even last night as well. And that's what makes him a total all-around great ball player, is that he gives you good defense. He makes great decisions with the ball. And then also he can, you know, he can swing the bat well from both sides of the plate. And so for that, you know, he's just a special guy, and, you know, he does a lot for our team. He's not that much of a vocal leader, but he's also starting to, you know, verbalize some things and say some things. So it's a really good thing to see his progress, you know, as we go along.
Yeah, and now with the bats starting to heat up, the starting rotation, Brubaker went six innings again. That's a nice thing. The bullpen, you know, you're going to hit these lulls in a season, and we've talked about it too. As far as the season goes, it's a marathon, not a sprint, so you're going to see this thing. We saw that with the Padres last year when the first half they went guns blazing, and then the second half the bullpen kind of collapsed a little. These kind of things happen. How do you keep this thing on an even platform where you just rest guys? David Bednar with the little back issues there and stuff. I mean, when you see something like this, is it time to give these guys a little bit of a rest and then bring somebody else up, bullpen guy committee type of thing?
Well, I mean, excuse me, the one thing all team needs is for their players to stay healthy, and that's the one thing that we cannot control. What we can do is just put them in the best position. And, you know, when you're doing things like playing, throwing, jumping, twisting, turning, you know, you're going to have your aches and pains that comes along with it. As we start to get to where the weather's starting to heat up and you're traveling, you have to do everything that you can to make sure that they get the work in, but not overwork them. And it's not necessarily overworking them. It's just exposing them to the heat and having them in the elements. Because the one thing you need is two things. One, to, you know, have your players as, you know, best prepared as possible. And two, have them fresh enough to compete at 7:05, 6:05, 1:35, whenever, you know, you play. And it's a balancing act. And it's something that comes with having, you know, conversations, you know, all throughout the day, you know, how you feeling, where you at, what you're doing. And then also the players are going to be the players. They're always going to want to play. And being able to make that tough decision for them where it's like, hold on, we're just going to hold you off from this drills today and then just have you ready for the game. And that's the balancing act.
Right. And now tonight you got that horse out there, the former Cy Young Award winner on the other side of the fence, Corbin Burnes, going against Rosie Contreras. Boy, this should be a heck of a matchup, a Friday night fireworks in the Berg.
Yeah, and, you know, We owe him as well. we owe him that. We felt like at times we let him off the hook, you know, and, you know, swung at pitches and chase. And tonight it's just all about, you know, strike zone discipline on our part, doing everything that we can, you know, to get him out over the plate, not chase, you know, run that pitch total up. Because, you know, our belief is that, you know, he'll pitch 100 pitches on his own. Our job is just not to help him, you know, while within those 100 pitches and get him out. You know, we already got into the bullpen a little bit, you know, with their starter going out last night with a, you know, arm injury. And, you know, we wish him well. We don't want anyone to get hurt. But it also, you know, put some stress on their bullpen. And if we can get the starter out and get deeper into that bullpen, you know, going further into the weekend, it looks like it'll be something really good for the Buccos.
Hey, what's the buzz in Pittsburgh like now? I mean, start of a six-game homestand. I know we'll talk Monday on the off day, July 4th, the rare off day for the Pirates. But the buzz is going to be circulating around town now with the Yankees coming to town. I mean, the hotels must be packed up. The New Yorkers must be coming in. This is going to be a nice feeling, center stage with you guys and the Yankees there Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, man, the city's been, you know, having a little buzz going ever since our young guys started coming up. And they started, you know, they started to see the young guys that the organization, you know, has been praising. And then, you know, when O'Neill Cruz got here, it really, you know, set the city on its ear. You know, guys like, man, this guy's for real. You know, we've seen him. He's hit some home runs. And on top of that, you know, they're seeing us play quick. And so now, you know, we got finishing off this series with Milwaukee. And, you know, we got the Yankees coming over, you know, short ride, holiday weekend or, you know, holiday time for some people that come over. So we just expect it to just be fun, you know, good for the city. And it'll be good for our young guys to play in that atmosphere here. We've only played in that atmosphere in a row, you know, being San Diego, L.A., you know, Chicago. But to have it here at home, I think it's a really good thing. And even last night, you know, our fans came out and supported. And it was loud in the ninth inning when we were going to close out the game. And it's really, really cool for our young players to experience that. So that becomes, you know, somewhat the norm. And they don't, you know, get overwhelmed in certain situations. Because I've had young guys say, man, that was a really big moment. You know, I had to slow it down. And, you know, that's the difference between, you know, veteran players and rookies or second-year players is the art of being able to slow it down and perform within the moment and not trying to get big with the moment, but just perform in the moment. So I'm expecting our young players to be coached up to do that and then for those guys to do everything they can to execute that.
Chest out, chin up. I like that mentality, man. That's a good one to look at. Hey, in the last 3 minutes, the can't help but notice, and you see it up close with these cleats around the league. I still think Bryce Harper's got a nice pair with that Philly Fanatic. You've probably seen some that I haven't checked out yet, and I know you're going to be on that next road trip with the Marlins. I'm wondering what Jazz Chisholm and some of those guys are wearing, and even your guys. I like that black and yellow look. What's some of the wild ones across the league that you've noticed, and who's wearing them?
Well, I mean, of course, since you started the Bryce Harper one, he's had some really fun, colorful ones, which is really cool. And then you'll move, you know, out west to Mookie Betts with the Jordan brand deal. You know, always throwing out some stuff that's just really cool and fresh. And then, yeah, absolutely, when we go down to Miami, you know, seeing Jazz, who he'll rock anything from teal to purple. He'll pull out any accent color that their uniforms have out there as well. And I think it's a really cool thing, you know, that, you know, players get to, you know, express themselves or express a cause or express something, you know, that means something really, really, you know, close to him. And like when you're on the team, you only get a few things that you get to express yourself with on the field, your glove, your bat, and your shoes. As a coach, it's just shoes. And so, you know, I'm all for it. It helps our game. It helps people to see us as, you know, individuals, a part of a big group. And just would like to just see guys just to continue on. I miss, you know, the players' weekends where guys really got to express and themselves and really, you know, share why this is important to them. And I hope that comes back, or hopefully the media in each, you know, city will be able to just express, hey, this is why he does what he does, you know, just so that the fans can have a, you know, an idea as well.
Yeah, man, I could see somebody busting out the John Cena respect, loyalty, hustle type of shoes, or even there in Pittsburgh with the We Are Family look. Boy, there's so many ways you can go on this if we sat down and figured this thing out. But, yeah, they are very, very nice across the boards. Hey, as we wind this show down, and we'll, you know, get you on the 4th of July on an off day, a rare one for you, and before the Yankees come to town, how could people get a hold of you? And let's get those Brewers again tonight.
Man, thank you. That's definitely something that that is the high priority on the list, is just to finish out the weekend strong here. I'll do my best to try and document something, you know, this weekend on the social media platforms, on Facebook, first and last name, T-A-R-R-I-K, last name, B-R-O-C-K, and on Instagram and Twitter, T-A-R-R-I-K-S-R. I'll try and do something, you know, just to highlight whether it's posting something, you know, really cool about fireworks or just something that's going on in the community here. And so that's a really, really good thing. I've met some really cool people on the road, guys that are, you know, leading young groups of men. So I want to shout them out as well. The guys that I met in D.C., man, thank you guys for approaching me and letting me know what you guys are doing to make baseball fun and affordable, you know, for guys in that D.C. area. And maybe down the line, maybe we can link up and do some things. So, man, it's a really good time, you know, for the sports and just for our communities with men stepping up and leading. And speaking about that, there was a conference here in Pittsburgh that was called Man Up, man, really good. You know, you can go on, you know, online at www.manup.com and just hear some young, you know, some men speaking to young men about leadership in the community and in their homes, man. So I think that's really good. So I wanted to shout that out.
Well, that is tremendous. And I'll tell you, as we wind this thing right down here, boy, those president races, I think it's in the fifth, sixth inning in D.C. have got to be something. I don't know who you have your money on that one, but probably George Washington or Abe Lincoln. Who won those things?
You know, it was pretty much a different winner, but if you have to put your money on something, I would have put it on a president to win. You know what I'm saying? One of them would have won. I put it on the president to win. Which one? Just the president. they were flying around there. I don't know if they were, you know, just as fast as a freeze, probably not, but I think it's a really cool thing of just getting, you know, the crowd engaged. And we have it here with the pierogi race as well. I mean,
yeah.
The crowds really get into it. And what I found out is that you can actually bet on that. I suggest you save your money and use it on your family and other things and bills and stuff like that, vacations, and then put it on the pierogi race in Pittsburgh at PNC Park.
They unfortunately, they don't have it out here. I guess it's suntan lotion and sushi. Okay, my good brother. As we wind this thing down, he's Tarik Brock in Pittsburgh. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. We'll reconvene Monday before the Yankees invade Pittsburgh. Till then, catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Thanks for tuning in, and have a blessed weekend.